build up for 5,000 radar showing rain, especially in our southern counties. We're going to see widespread rain for much of the day. It's a WRAL weather alert day. I'll show you when we could see some severe storms.
News in Garner, two people are dead, a third injured after this crash here along U.S. 70 Business. Coming up, why police are still working to determine which car was traveling in the wrong direction.
Also, classes at all Durham public schools are canceled for the fourth time in 2 weeks. Now employees are looking to the end of school year, which may have to be extended if these cancellations continue.
Guess who? It was a record-breaking night for the Kansas City Chiefs. Three Super Bowl wins in the last 5 years. We'll have some of the memorable moments everyone will be talking about today from the longest Super Bowl in history in terms of time played on the field. Just amazing right there. Of course, Taylor Swift.
Of course.
There, no doubts without. And now on Monday, a lot of bleary-eyed people here joining us on a Monday. I'm one of them, Jeff Hogan.
Ken Smith, I'm one of them too. We also have a WRAL weather alert day in progress. So with that in mind, let's get over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
You know, I think a lot of people are tired, and then you add a rainy Monday on top of it. Ooh, it makes it pretty tough. We're not likely to see anything severe until much later today, but definitely it's drizzly, misty for most of us, and then we have some steadier rain down in our southern counties right now, especially Cumberland County, Hope County, Sampson County, and Wayne counties. But no matter where you are, it's pretty messy out there. We do have a level one risk for severe storms for much of the viewing area. And later this afternoon into the evening, we have the potential for some wind damage. That would be our biggest threat. Some localized flooding also, especially in our southern counties. And all of central North Carolina will certainly have an impact, at least from the rain. Checking Futurecast this morning. As we see a warm front lifting northward, the rain will pick up in intensity in our southern counties. That's going to be right around lunchtime. We look at 5 o'clock and we're seeing just scattered rain across the region. Starting at around 5 o'clock into the evening is when you want to really pay close attention to what's happening with the weather around you. Turn on WRAL. If there are thunderstorms that begin to move through, Mike and Kat are going to walk you through what you need to do to stay safe as our cold front moves through, and that will bring us our best chance for severe storms. It's messy out there. Not a lot of rain showing up on the radar here in downtown Raleigh, but look at that camera lens. 56 degrees, so it's cool and it's wet, and you're probably going to have to run the windshield wipers in most places this morning. Our temperatures range from 50 in Roxborough to 60 in Clinton, with most of us in the mid-50s right now, and we climb up into the low 60s. All this rain is out of here by tomorrow, but we'll see another issue, windy conditions. I'll take a look at that coming up, Brian.
It is 8:03 right now. All new, getting reports of a crash on 440 westbound right around the Lake Boone Trail area in Raleigh. Seeing a little bit of a backup coming in from Glenwood Avenue. We'll get an update on that coming up in a few minutes. Also new this morning, they have reopened all lanes of Business 70 in Garner after that deadly overnight crash. Brett Neese will have details about that coming up in just a little bit, but this is that live camera at Auburn-Knightdale Road. Westbound traffic heading away from us toward I-40. Still dealing with some backups there coming in from Clayton, about a 6-minute delay from 42 back to I-40, but this is starting to ease up a little bit. You might consider using Garner Road as another alternate route as you come in from Clayton until they can get all of those backups cleared. We're watching some delays coming in from Zebulon this morning on 64 westbound, about a 3-minute backup as you head away from 96 back toward the Green Pace Road Bridge. It's all clear by the time you get to Lizard Lick Road. This is a report of a crash there between 96 and Lizard Lick Road. Also still dealing with this crash in Butner, southbound I-85 closed at US 15. As we take you to that camera at the scene, you can see the traffic starting to flow a little more freely through there. I think they have cleared this maybe in the past couple of minutes, but still have a lot of delays that we have to work through leaving Butner, heading back toward Durham this morning. But once you get to Falls Lake, you're in good shape. We are watching radar with the showers moving through, especially in our southern county, seeing some steadier rain, but also seeing some patchy light rain in the triangle. The WRAL storm tracker on the road right now in Wake County, and that's where Laura Levine is. Where are you exactly, Laura?
Hey, Brian. Yes, we've made our way from Fayetteville now to US 1 North in the Apex area, where you can see just that light rain coming down. It has just been a messy commute throughout our drive this morning, traveling throughout the viewing area. Here in the Apex area, we're beginning to see that traffic pick up. A lot of folks are taking their time from what we can see, and that's a lot due to the traffic buildup as well. But you can also see right here, we have like a little a little ponding here on the roads here, just on the side of these lanes. You want to be careful when you're taking your time. We're going to see the wet roads throughout the day. So take it easy and be sure if you are leaving this morning, leaving your house, that you give yourself some extra time. Brian.
Heading into one of our usual trouble spots there on US 1 northbound, heading out toward 1010 Road. Laura, thanks for that update. As you're heading out right now, listen to us on the radio at 99.3 FM in Raleigh and 96.5 FM in Durham. Another traffic update coming up in just a few minutes.
Brian, thanks. We're following breaking news now. Two people died in a deadly crash on US 70 Business near Garner. It happened near Greenfield Parkway about 2 this morning. Brett Neese in the WRL breaking news tracker with what he's been able to find out from investigators.
Crews worked to clear both of these cars around 7:30, more than 5 hours after this deadly crash happened. Take a look at video from the WRL breaking news tracker of this scene and some of the damage to both of these cars. It's unbelievable and honestly hard to look at. One man in either of the cars is dead. Garner police tell me a teenage boy was in one of these cars and was rushed to the hospital. And around 7 a.m., I was told he was in surgery in critical condition, but stable condition. Investigators tell me they are still unsure which of these cars was going in the wrong direction when this crash happened. That's how much damage was done to both of them, and they're still working to determine that. I'm also working to learn the names of the two men who died. I'll keep you updated. In Garner, Brett Neese, WRL News.
It's a new school week, but it starts with more of the same problems at Durham Public Schools for the fourth time in 2 weeks. All classes are canceled because transportation staff has called out. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is outside Jordan High School this morning. Kelsey, parents are having to be flexible once again this time.
Jeff, this is the second school day in a row that this has happened, and Jordan High School is one of 56 schools where students won't be arriving this morning. The reason why these classes are canceled today is the same reason why they were canceled on Friday. The entire transportation support staff is called out. More than 70% of DPS students are bus riders, according to the district. Buses can't run if that staff isn't there, which leaves all those students without a ride to and from school. Today marks the fourth time DPS classes have been canceled in the past 2 weeks.
In the long run, if schools keep being closed like this, the school year may be extended because students have to be in school a set number of days.
The school board won't meet again until February 22nd. So until then, families may be scrambling to make last minute plans just in case classes are canceled again. So we'll stay on top of this and keep you updated. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Durham.
For the third time in 5 seasons, the Kansas City Chiefs are Super Bowl champs. And this year it came down to the final play.
He runs and he throws. Caught, touchdown. It's caught. Hardman caught the ball. The Chiefs have won.
What a game. What a game. It was the longest Super Bowl game ever, ending in the final seconds of overtime. The San Francisco 49ers jumped out to a 10-0 lead in the first half with their touchdown coming on this trick play from Juwan Jennings to Christian McCaffrey. But the Chiefs were able to hang in there and sent it to overtime on a last-second field goal, which is the longest one in Super Bowl history, by the way. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes is named the MVP for the third time. The Chiefs are the first team to win back-to-back Super Bowls since the New England Patriots did it more than 2 decades ago.
Tonight you can learn more from Raleigh Police about a new program to build an interactive map of security cameras in the city. RPD will hold a listening session about the Connect Raleigh program tonight. It is happening from 6:30 to 7:30 at Abbotts Creek Park off Durant Road, and police are asking people with security cameras to join the voluntary program. The video would only be accessible by RPD. This is the first in a series of public sessions about the program happening in the next month.
The U.S. Senate is one step closer to passing a $95 billion foreign aid package as we look live at the U.S. Capitol this morning. The package includes assistance for Ukraine and Israel. A final vote on the bill may still be days away, though. Even if it passes, the Senate, it faces an uphill battle in the House. Many House Republicans are opposed to further aid to Ukraine.
No matter their age, Kansas City Chiefs fans have reason to feel good this morning.
How do you feel?
Good.
How good?
Really good.
I bet. 10 after 8 right now. We have a look at some of the memories that will never be forgotten from those lucky fans lucky enough to be in Vegas for the big game.
Oh, man, I hated that someone had to lose that game. It was such a good game. And while you were snacking during last night's Super Bowl, you may have noticed there was less food in the packages. We'll explain the tactic companies use to keep the same price for less product and the call from the White House to stop it.
And it's a messy start out there for you this morning. We're seeing some light patchy rain in the Triangle area and northward, and some steadier to heavier rain down to the south, especially near the South Carolina line. It is a WREL weather alert day. I'll show you when we could have some severe storms across the region coming up. Happening right now in the WREL Live Center, an Apex man will be in court today to face charges of bringing a weapon onto NC State's campus. Here's the new information we just got from NC State officials within the last 15 minutes. Yesterday afternoon, a student called officers after seeing a rifle in an unoccupied truck parked on Cates Avenue. Officers responded. They did see it was an AR-15 style rifle. Officers contacted the driver of the truck, got consent to search the vehicle, and they found 20 rounds of ammunition in that vehicle as well. The driver told officers that it was his son driving the truck, and this is who that son is, Adam Suleiman. He faces a charge of bringing a weapon onto campus, and he's in jail on a $5,000 bond. It's a WREL weather alert day. We have light rain with us this morning. We're looking at a level one risk for severe storms late afternoon into the evening. Let's take a look at what's happening there. Pretty much the entire viewing area is under that level one risk. Damaging winds would be our biggest threat, but we'll likely have some heavy rain with us, especially later this afternoon. We've had some steady rain in our southern counties and just some light patchy sprinkles from the Triangle area northward on up toward Virginia. As you can see, here's a look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. We'll zoom in around the Triangle area. Not much to see technically on the radar, but there is a lot of drizzle that's happening out there right now that you're going to run into across the bulk of the viewing area. You have to travel pretty far south to see some steady rain on the radar from just south of Southern Pines through parts of Hope County, Cumberland County, Sampson County, and the southern part of Wayne County, just south of Goldsboro. But we do have some heavier rain just across the border in South Carolina, and that will be lifting northward across our area as we get through the next few hours. We take a live look at Goldsboro this morning, and it's definitely damp out there. You can see wet streets in Apex. Chapel Hill is also wet, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and it's wet there. Looks like rain is coming down there in Fayetteville right now, right in front of our newsroom. Here's a look at the big picture. We have a warm front that's moving up into North Carolina. Just south of that warm front, that rain is fairly heavy across parts of South Carolina and Georgia, and then down here into Alabama and into the Gulf of Mexico, we have a strong line of thunderstorms along our cold front, and that is going to be pushing into our area later this evening. That's when we'll have the best chance of any severe storm. There's a little bit of a tornado watch that lingers there near the Gulf Coast. We've had several severe thunderstorm warnings. I haven't noticed any tornado warnings along that line, fortunately. And we're not looking at tornadoes most likely here. Anytime you have strong thunderstorms, it's a possibility, but it just doesn't look like it would be a setup for widespread tornadoes for us. At lunchtime, you can see some heavy rain in the south and some steady rain up toward the Virginia line. That continues on through the afternoon. But anytime after 5 o'clock, you could expect to see some storms that are a little bit stronger with the potential for some wind damage. It would be isolated. A level one risk means isolated wind damage, but certainly you want to tune into WREL when those storms start up, and Kat and Mike will be walking you through what to expect and what you may need to do to be safe. We take a look at our rainfall totals for today, all the way out to around midnight. We're looking at around an inch of rain in the north to closer to 2 inches down south. A lot of folks may see somewhere around an inch and a half in the Triangle area, but some of that rain will be, you know, coming on down for us today. It's a small flooding risk for most of us, but you get closer to the South Carolina line and it's a medium risk for some flooding. Tomorrow, it's all about the wind. We're going to see clearing skies, but our winds will be gusting 25 to 35 miles per hour. That'll last all the way until around the middle of the afternoon or so, and then the winds will begin to die down. But that'll be the biggest thing. Early tomorrow morning through lunchtime, it's going to be very windy. Wednesday for Valentine's Day looks much quieter. We'll see partly cloudy skies. A little warmer again on Thursday and Friday with a small chance for showers on Saturday. Brian?
8:17 right now. Let's take a look at traffic as we check in around the Triangle. We are still watching that earlier crash in Butner, but new information, those southbound lanes of I-85 now are open at US 15. Still seeing a little bit of a delay as you head down toward the Gate 1 Road interchange, leaving Butner, heading into Durham. You can see those backups there as they work to get that crash cleared. Need to allow some extra time as you head through there this morning. We have a report of a crash on 440 westbound between Glenwood Avenue and Lake Boone Trail. It looks like it's a fairly minor crash. Add it all together with the usual backups we see at this point in the morning commute on 440 westbound, about a 10-minute delay overall from 87 out to Wade Avenue. It looks like if you can pick up 440 westbound from Lake Boone Trail, you'll be on the other side of most of those delays. Also still tracking those backups in eastern Wake County on 64 westbound as you head between 96 and Zebulon out toward Lizard Lick Road. There's a crash out there adding up to about a 5-minute backup. I wouldn't consider using 97 as an alternate route at this point. I think that you just need to be prepared for that backup on 64 westbound. About a 5-minute delay as you head out of Apex through Cary with the usual congestion on US 1 northbound around the 1010 road area, and coming in from Wake Forest in northern Wake County. About an 8-minute backup on southbound Capitol Boulevard heading toward 540.
New this morning, two hostages who were being held by Hamas in Gaza are now in a hospital in Israel. A helicopter carrying the two Israeli men arrived there just hours ago. The Israeli Defense Force says they were able to rescue the men by killing the three militants who were holding them during a raid on an apartment in Gaza. A spokesperson says the men were kidnapped on October 7th and are in good condition. Israel Defense Force is now also carrying out new airstrikes on the heavily populated city of Rafah. Now, more than 1 million Palestinians are crowded into makeshift shelters there in the city, and Palestinian health officials say at least 50 people have been killed in those strikes.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is back at Walter Reed Hospital for symptoms that could be related to a developing bladder issue. The White House, Congress, and administration officials have been notified about the hospital visit. But now Austin has transferred his duties to Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks. Austin previously failed to tell the president and other senior leaders about a hospitalization for complications for prostate cancer back in January.
North Carolina Central University is looking for a new chancellor, and the process gets started today. The search advisory committee looking for a replacement for Johnson Akinleye will hold its first meeting today. Akinleye announced last month that he will retire at the end of the academic year. He has been NCCU's chancellor for nearly 8 years. The committee meeting will get started at 11 this morning. You may have noticed the snacks you buy offer less food, but keep the same price tag. That's called shrinkflation, and President Biden is calling on companies to stop it. The president's message came on yesterday's Super Bowl Sunday, a major snack feasting day. A report by Pennsylvania Democratic Senator Bob Casey says many items decreased in size or volume over almost 4 years' time, but prices rose by more than 20%.
Well, Kansas City Chiefs fans are celebrating a historic win as they watch their team take home the Lombardi Trophy 2 years in a row. Vince Sapienza spoke with some Chiefs fans as they celebrated the big win in Vegas.
Back-to-back Kansas City Chiefs.
When it comes to the big game, Chiefs fan and Super Bowl 58 attendee Robert Hammock knows the difference between good and great.
Best Super Bowl ever, in my opinion. I've been to four of them. My daughter lives in Kansas City. We're so excited for her and the family, and I'm excited. My heart rate's going. Great job, Chiefs.
Long after the winning touchdown was scored, the Kansas City crowd refused to leave their seats, many telling us the Vegas experience was far more than just a game, but an opportunity to share a lifetime memory with family.
I went last year with my daughter, this year with my son. Best day of our lives, right?
That was a stressful one, but I'm so glad they pulled it out in the end. That was amazing.
The Kansas City Chiefs just won the Super Bowl back-to-back. First ones to do it in Vegas. How do you feel?
Good.
How good?
Really good.
It's pretty awesome. Like, we didn't decide to come till like today. And like last minute, I just figured we had to come see the Chiefs in Vegas for the Super Bowl. So I'm glad we did. It was a once-in-a-lifetime experience to see it with my son.
I feel happy. I want to cry as well. This is my first Super Bowl. And so they kicked all season. I think they deserve this.
No matter the age or Super Bowl experience, all of Chiefs Kingdom shared one thought in four little words.
I love the Chiefs.
And those Chiefs fans are probably still celebrating. That was Vince Sapienza from Vegas reporting.
And not all the action inside the stadium there in Las Vegas was sports-based last night. Eight-time Grammy Award winner Usher rocked out during the halftime show.
Peace up, A-Town.
He put it together. The singer performed a medley of some of his major hits, including, of course, Yeah, with an appearance from Ludacris. Fellow performers Alicia Keys, Her, Lil Jon, and others also joined him on stage. In the next half hour, Usher's possible trip to a Las Vegas wedding chapel.
I know, right? Well, Super Bowl festivities may turn into remote work today as some Americans are planning to work from home rather than taking a sick day. New data indicates more than 40% of hybrid workers expect to work remotely today. Many workers surveyed say they will probably be hungover, groggy, but not very productive.
8:23 the time right now. Coming up, two people are dead after a head-on collision on U.S. 70 near Garner early this morning. The WRNL breaking news tracker is on that scene with the backups it caused when we return.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning at 8:26. I'm Ken Smith. It's a gray and wet start to your Monday morning. Let's go to the meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
We do have rain, especially in our southern counties. We're seeing just scattered light showers, even though it's not really showing up on dual Doppler 5000 radar. Lots of drizzle happening, especially around the Triangle area northward. But it's steadier from Southern Pines through Hope County, Fayetteville, Clinton, Goldsboro, seeing those scattered showers. We do have a WRAL weather alert day for this level one risk for severe storms. That's more likely this afternoon and evening with just a few isolated instances of some wind damage possible. We'll take a live look at Chapel Hill. Definitely sprinkly there. You can see the wet streets. We're seeing that across the viewing area. Temperatures as you're heading out the door, mainly in the mid-50s, and this afternoon will climb up into the low 60s. If you're planning to exercise today, expect it to be pretty damp all day, Brian.
It is 8:27 right now, Elizabeth. As we take a look at some of the delays we're following, there's a crash on 440 westbound between Glenwood Avenue and Lake Boone Trail, adding up to a little bit of a backup there as you head away from Wake Forest Road out toward Glenwood. About a 9-minute slowdown overall in those westbound lanes of the Beltline. Want to head over to Eastern Wake County, where we still have that crash on 64 westbound just before you get to Lizard Lick Road. Still seeing about a 4-minute delay coming in from Zebulon toward Knightdale. Good news up in Butner, that earlier crash on 85 southbound at US 15 Gate 1 Road has cleared. Just a little bit of a lingering delay as you head down toward Durham.
No classes again today for Durham Public Schools. The district says it's because all transportation staff called in sick. It's the fourth time schools have closed in 2 weeks. Athletics and other extracurricular activities will still operate as normal. Today is a teacher work day for employees. Next on Fox 50, the WRAL Storm Tracker on the roads checking the road conditions in this WRAL Weather Alert Day. And the Today Show continues on WRAL.
Dual Doppler 5000 radar showing some showers. It's a WRAL weather alert day. I'll show you when these showers could turn into severe storms.
Also, breaking news we're following this morning. Two people were killed in an early morning car crash near Garner. What we know about that crash, it's being investigated as a head-on collision.
And classes are canceled again today across Durham Public Schools. Just ahead, the growing concern about missed instructional time and the problems this is now causing parents.
Hey, on three, one, two, three. How about those Chiefs?
How about those Chiefs? Coach Andy Reid, they're getting a victory shower. We have all the memorable moments people will be talking about after a record-setting Super Bowl game. Hated that someone had to lose that game.
I know. Such a good game. Yeah, it's the stuff of dynasties.
Oh, my gosh. That's the D word we're using this morning. Glad you're with us here on Fox 50. I'm Ken Smith.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. We're also using that weather alert day phrase that we break out every once in a while, especially with what's going on here today. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center with exactly what's happening there on the radar.
Dill Doppler 5000 radar showing some steady rain in our southern counties. But what we're seeing around the Triangle area is light and patchy. A lot of it's just drizzle out there. We'll take a look at our southern counties from Southern Pines down through Hope County, most of Cumberland and Sampson County, and the southern part of Wayne County. I've been seeing steady rain now for the last couple of hours. Nothing severe. We do have a level one risk of severe storms, but that's likely to be during the late afternoon and evening. Make sure that you're close to your TV and you can get weather information, because we do have the potential for a few of those storms to produce some damaging winds, some localized flooding, and it could be in any part of central North Carolina. It may be a little more likely in our southern counties. Mike and Kat will be tracking that for you during the evening. Here's a look at Futurecast, and you can see the yellows and oranges showing up down south. In this case, this doesn't necessarily mean thunderstorms. It just means that that rain is going to be a little steadier, a little heavier in our southern counties up until around 4 or 5 o'clock. And then at that point, when the cold front comes through, we can see isolated cells popping up that could produce some wind damage, but it would really be isolated. This is a look at our chance for rain. I mean, it's not covering the entire viewing area right now, but by the time we get to lunchtime, we should be seeing rain pretty much everywhere all through the rest of the afternoon. We take a live look at downtown Raleigh, and you can see the water on the camera lens there. Temperature 56 degrees currently, and we're looking at mainly 50s as you're stepping out the door. It is 61 in Clinton and 60 in Fayetteville, mid-50s in the Triangle, low 50s up near the Virginia line. Our temperatures this afternoon will be mainly in the low 60s, so we don't see a big warm-up today, but, you know, it's not a freezing cold rain. I guess we've got that to be thankful for, Brian.
Whatever we can get here on a dreary day like this. It's 8:33. Let's take a look at traffic. Just in, a report of a crash on 40 westbound right around the US 1 interchange. I'm seeing some delays as you head there between the Gorman Street area out toward Carytown Boulevard, but we're not seeing huge backups at this point. I'll watch it, let you know if that changes, but right now I just want to give you a heads up. You could see some police activity out there. We're still watching a crash on 64 westbound between Highway 96 and Lizard Lick Road. Leaving Zebulon this morning, you're running into about a 4-minute delay. Don't consider an alternate route at this point. 97 is getting pretty badly backed up, so just be prepared for that little bit of a delay coming in from Zebulon back toward Knightdale. Also look out for a crash on 440 westbound this morning between Glenwood and Lake Boone Trail. About a 4-minute delay overall on 440 westbound. Doesn't look that bad right now. Traffic's flowing fairly well as you head through that area. We've seen spotty light rain in the Triangle. More significant rain to our south in Fayetteville, Clinton, and in the Sand Hills. The WRL Storm Tracker right now on the road in Raleigh. Let's check in with Laura Levine. Where are you right now, Laura?
Hey, Brian. Right now I'm on I-440 East in Raleigh, giving you a live look of the road conditions here. We have seen so many changes throughout the day, but as you can see, no raindrops in sight. We've actually turned our windshield wipers off because we have this break here in this section of Raleigh where we're not seeing any rain, just those ominous and gloomy skies. But hey, the roads, they're still slick. They're still wet, so if you're traveling this morning, you definitely want to be mindful of that. Take it easy, take your time, and we'll keep you updated on how things are looking, Brian.
And Laura, we're likely going to see more significant rain later this afternoon into the evening commute. And a reminder that whenever your windshield wipers are on, your headlights also need to be on. That is state law. Taking a quick look at your ride into Durham this morning, not picking up any big problems on the major approaches.
Breaking news we're following this morning. Two people died in a deadly crash on U.S. 70 business near Garner. It happened near Greenfield Parkway about 2 o'clock this morning. Brett Neese drove there in the WRL Breaking News Tracker.
Crews worked to clear both of these cars around 7:30, more than 5 hours after this deadly crash happened. Take a look at video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker of this scene and some of the damage to both of these cars. It's unbelievable and honestly hard to look at. One man in either of the cars is dead. Garner police tell me a teenage boy was in one of these cars and was rushed to the hospital. And around 7 a.m., I was told he was in surgery in critical condition, but stable condition. Investigators tell me they are still unsure which of these cars was going in the wrong direction when this crash happened. That's how much damage was done to both of them, that they're still working to determine that. I'm also working to learn the names of the two men who died. I'll keep you updated. In Garner, Brett Neese, WRL News.
More disruptions from Durham families this morning. No classes today for public schools in Durham as transportation staffers are calling out sick for another day. Let's get to WRL's Kelsey Coffey live at one of the high schools where they will not see classes today. And parents are scrambling again, Kelsey.
Kim, they sure are. Jordan High School is one of 56 schools where students won't be arriving this morning. The reason why classes are canceled today is the same reason why they were canceled on Friday. The entire transportation support staff called out. More than 70% of DPS students are bus riders, according to the district. Buses can't run if that staff isn't there, which leaves all of those students without a ride to and from school. Today marks the fourth time DPS classes have been canceled in the past 2 weeks. Some parents are worried about lost time in the classroom.
Ultimately, in the long run, I mean, you've got like the end of year testing, the EOGs. I mean, I don't know how many days we're going to miss, but I mean, they start cracking down in these months to prepare you for that.
The school board won't meet again until February 22nd. Until then, parents will be scrambling to make last minute plans just in case classes are canceled again. We'll stay on top of this and keep you updated. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Durham.
For the second year in a row and third time in 5 years, the Kansas City Chiefs are Super Bowl champs. This time it came down to the final play.
First and goal. Mahomes flings it. It's there! Hardman! Jackpot, Kansas City!
It was the longest Super Bowl game ever, ending in the final seconds of the overtime period. The Chiefs got the lead for the first time late in the third quarter on a touchdown pass from Patrick Mahomes to Marquez Valdez-Scantling. And then after the Niners took the lead back late, the Chiefs sent it to overtime on a last-second field goal. San Francisco got the ball first in overtime, drove down, kicked a field goal. But Super Bowl MVP Patrick Mahomes led the game-winning drive for his third Super Bowl win. Taylor Swift made it, no problem, from Tokyo, and she made it to the Super Bowl after performing there. She was at the game cheering on her boyfriend, Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce. After the game, joined him and his teammates on the field for a big celebration.
And we have new video into the WRL Live Center of the two hostages free during a military raid in Gaza being reunited with their families. This is so special. Family members calling it a very special day to have Louis Haar and Fernando Marmon rescued. They were abducted October 7th by Hamas militants. Relatives say the two men are in relatively good condition, but showing signs of what they went through. Lots of tears and hugs. Here's another picture of the two men with their family members. Israeli forces freed them after storming an apartment in the city of Rafah in southern Gaza.
Well, this week, Raleigh police will release more information about a shooting that sent four people to the hospital, including one who was shot by an officer. Police responded to Rock Quarry Road just after 10:30 Saturday night for a shots fired call. When officers arrived, they found a man with a gun. Police are not releasing detailed information about exactly what happened, but we do know an officer shot one of the men. Police also found three other people who had suffered gunshot wounds. They were taken to the hospital. Raleigh police say the officers who were involved were wearing body cameras, and the video will be reviewed as part of the investigation.
Comments from former President Trump about potentially not protecting NATO allies are drawing criticism. Speaking Saturday in South Carolina, Trump said he would not commit to defend a NATO country that doesn't give enough money to support the alliance. He added that he would encourage Russia to attack that country. UN military chief Jens Stoltenberg says that would undermine NATO's efforts and put U.S. and European troops at greater risk. Trump's top primary opponent, Nikki Haley, also condemned the comments.
Putin kills his opponents. He invades free countries. This is not someone you ever want to pal around with, and you certainly don't want to give them the right to invade a friend.
Haley said she is all for making NATO nations pay their fair share, but went on to say the reason Russia has never invaded a NATO country is because the alliance is united.
Time now 8:40, some really scary moments for people attending a mega church in Houston, Texas. What we know about the efforts to stop a shooter inside celebrity pastor Joel Osteen's church.
It's WRL Weather Alert Day as you look live. Jimmy V, Cam, a couple of raindrops on it. Elizabeth Gardner will be back to tell us about the risk for severe storms and possible flooding later.
Well, Welcome back at 8:43 as we look live at Warrenton. You see a couple of raindrops there on the lens. You're waking up to a WREL weather alert day. Let's get over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WREL Severe Weather Center, just tracking how our day is going to shape up.
We have this steady rain that keeps showing up for the last several hours. I mean, you know, ever really since about 3 or 4 o'clock this morning, we've had this band of rain in our southern counties, and it keeps trying to push northward and then, you know, kind of sinks back down to the south. Definitely the heaviest rain that we see totally a lot of the system is going to be in our southern counties, where it could be up to 2 inches. And that's also where we'd be more likely to see some severe storms. We do have some drizzle that's happening across the rest of the viewing area. So no matter where you are, you're running into some wet conditions. But we're seeing steady rain from Southern Pines through Hoke County and Fayetteville back over toward Clinton and Goldsboro. And then everything kind of north of that has just been some drizzle and light rain this morning. Expect the potential for some severe storms this afternoon and this evening. Damaging wind would be our biggest threat. But the new runs of the computer models are not showing a lot of energy with this by the time it makes it here. Now, this front does have a history of producing some severe thunderstorms. You see these yellow boxes here. I haven't seen any tornado warnings pop up, but these yellow boxes are severe thunderstorm warnings, and the red shaded area is a tornado watch. But again, haven't seen a lot of that. But you can definitely see this line of thunderstorms here that's moving across the Gulf Coast. And this is all moving in our direction. It will be weaker by the time it gets here. The warm front stretched across the area is what's bringing us the rain that we're seeing right now. You can see as we take it from now to lunchtime, the steady to heavy rain is down in the south, and we'll have lighter amounts up to the north. We're looking at maybe a half an inch to an inch in our northern counties, and in the triangle, at least an inch and a half. Here's 5 o'clock, and then after that, that's when I would expect to see some of these cells have the potential to produce some isolated wind damage. With a level one risk for severe storms, it means an isolated threat for wind damage. But still, if you have thunderstorms that start approaching you this afternoon, this evening, make sure you turn on the TV, turn on WRAL, and Kat and Mike will be walking you through those storms. We take a live look downtown. Lots of drizzle out there. 56 is our current temperature. We'll climb up to 62 for the high this afternoon. We're ranging from 50 to 51 up in Roxborough and South Hill to 60 to 61 in Fayetteville and Clinton. So it's not going to be a terribly cold day with the rain. 62 in Raleigh, 59 in Durham, and 65 in Fayetteville. Today's going to be the big day of rain. By tomorrow morning, that rain is moving out. We'll see gradual clearing, but tomorrow is going to be a very windy day. Take a look at our hour-by-hour winds. We're going to see steady winds at 20 to 25 all the way up until around the middle of the afternoon. And we'll see gusts at 30 to possibly 35 miles per hour. By Valentine's Day, we're more quiet. The wind will settle down. We'll see some sunshine. It will be cooler with a high of 58, but it should be a pleasant day to be out and about. I know a lot of folks will be headed out to dinner. Temperatures overnight will be back down into the 30s, but Thursday and Friday are mild again. We have a close eye on Saturday. It looked wet. It's starting to trend a little drier, so maybe we'll end up with a dry weekend.
Elizabeth, thanks. A woman is in a trench coat armed with a long rifle and accompanied by a 5-year-old boy. Opened fire inside celebrity pastor Joel Osteen's mega church in Houston yesterday before she was gunned down by 2 off-duty police officers. Well, the child that was with her is in critical condition this morning. Houston's police chief says it's not clear whether the child was struck by the off-duty officers who returned fire. A 57-year-old man was shot and injured. The woman entered Lakewood Church around 2 p.m. and started shooting. 2 off-duty law enforcement officers who were at the church opened fire, and the woman was killed. Her identity has not been released. The Houston police chief described her as being in her early 30s. Motive is part of the investigation.
Nash County's new social services director starts today. Danita DeVega was introduced to county commissioners at last Monday's meeting. She has 25 years experience and spent the last 5 as the DSS director in Vance County. DeVega steps into a department that is currently being run by the state. North Carolina's Department of Health took over the county's child welfare services in September after a WRL investigation into the deaths of 2 children in its care. Our investigation found 8-year-old Crystal Lane and 1-year-old Chase Hilliard died in homes that social workers and law enforcement warned Nash DSS were not safe. After another near-death late this summer, the state took over, saying it wasn't handling these cases with urgency or properly. WRL has been investigating Nash County's Department of Social Services for a year now, and search Nash DSS on WRL.com to watch previous coverage.
No one is hurt after crews were called to a Sampson Regional Medical Center for reports of a fire. Sampson County fire crews arrived on the scene, but there was no fire. Crews discovered a busted pipe inside a room that caused steam, which was mistaken for smoke, and prompted the fire call. No hospital staff, no patients were injured.
The father of one of the five Marines killed in a helicopter crash last week in San Diego wants answers about why they were flying in the first place. Lance Corporal Donovan Davis and four other Marines died when the helicopter they were in crashed during one of Southern California's most intense rainstorms of the year. Davis's father had a 25-year career as a Navy pilot himself, and he wants the Department of Defense to explain why his son was flying in those conditions.
I've flown that route many times. I was just pretty much in shock that after I'd heard the magnitude of the weather.
Yeah, a spokesperson for the 3rd Marine Air Wing tells NBC News an investigation into the crash is continuing.
Millions of people in the Northeast are under winter storm watch as a nor'easter is expected to develop this week. Some areas could see as much as a foot of snow by tomorrow. This new round of winter weather is part of the storm system that's expected to bring severe weather in our area later today. The Northeast could also experience wind gusts of up to 45 miles an hour.
The marathon runner who set the world record time just 4 months ago was killed in a car crash. 24-year-old Kelvin Kiptum died Sunday in a crash in Kenya. Kiptum set the world record at the Chicago Marathon in October, completing the race in 2 hours and 35 seconds. Smashed the previous record by more than 30 seconds. He was expected to be a favorite for gold in this summer's Paris Olympics.
Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy is apologizing to his family for a Super Bowl ad that compares him to his uncle, President John F. Kennedy. The ad was a remake of one of JFK's 1960 campaign ads. RFK Jr.'s cousin Bobby Shriver quickly took to social media saying his mother, JFK's sister, would have been appalled by RFK Jr.'s views on health care. RFK Jr. said he was sorry for any pain his family members felt and said his campaign was not involved with the Super PAC ad.
Today in entertainment news, directors are in the Hollywood spotlight, from big awards to an action franchise to a Nelson Mandela documentary. Here's David Daniel with the Hollywood Minute.
Can perform this miracle.
Another big award for Oppenheimer. Christopher Nolan has taken this year's top prize from the Directors Guild of America. It's Nolan's fifth DGA nomination and his first win. The DGA honoree has gone on to win the Academy Award for Best Director 68 times in the last 76 years. The DGA Award for Best First-Time Theatrical Feature Film Director went to Celine Song for Past Lives.
How personal he made it. The journey wasn't just...
Antoine Fuqua is set to direct a documentary about Nelson Mandela. The director, best known for Training Day and the Equalizer films, is teaming with Mandela's longtime cellmate, who smuggled Mandela's autobiography out of prison. Reportedly, the film will feature never-before-heard interviews with Mandela.
It knows how to hunt. I know how to survive.
Fans of the Predator series are getting another installment from the man who directed the acclaimed prequel, Prey. Dan Trachtenberg is set to return to the sci-fi action horror franchise for Badlands, a standalone movie set in the future.
There's David Daniel reporting. It was a big weekend for Usher, including a Super Bowl performance, a new album, a marriage license. Yeah, Usher and his girlfriend Jennifer Goycochea may have gone to a little white chapel in Vegas after his performance. Court documents show the two obtained a marriage license in Las Vegas in that area on Thursday. So far, no word on if a marriage certificate has surfaced or been filed there. Jennifer is a record executive, and the couple have two kids together. They've been together for a long time, so I guess it wouldn't surprise anyone. But, boy, that's one super week, huh?
Yeah, man. Of course, you know, he didn't have to go far because, you know, he has a residency there in Vegas, so he performs there nightly. So he just basically took his show on the road just down the street to Allegiant Stadium. So good for that.
Feeling right at home, yeah. Too. It was a great performance.
All right, Beyonce had some big news to share during Sunday Super Bowl as well. She teased the release of new music during a Verizon ad that aired during the big game. Then moments later on her official website, she posted a clip of a new song with a guitar strumming to a tune about the game Texas Hold'em. Then she posted the words Act 2 and the date, which is March 29th, on her site. Stay tuned. We'll keep you posted. Before we hit the break, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers, and we'll get another check of weather and traffic next.